I don't care if you've got a $2,000 custom rig or you're just some kid who slapped a battery pack onto a beach cruiser. If you're flying down the sidewalks of Woodland Boulevard at 25 miles an hour, you're a rolling hazard, period. It's Friday. It's 98 degrees out. This is Radio Free D-Land, 105.9, the heart and soul of Volusia County. I'm Mark Vance, and I'm already out of patience today. The City Commission just passed this emergency crackdown. No e-bikes on downtown sidewalks. Fines, bike confiscations, actual arrests if you push it. Some of you are crying that it's killing the local downtown businesses, which are already hurting enough this summer, God knows. And others are saying it's about time before some 90-year-old Stetson University professor gets absolutely leveled while walking out of a coffee shop. I want to hear from you, 386-555-0100. Are we protecting our town, or are we just letting the nanny state dictate how people get to work? Because a few teenagers acted like idiots. Let's go straight to the phones. Lines are wide open. Let's see who's first. Todd in Beresford, you're on Radio Free DeLand. What do you got?
Mark, long-time listener, first-time caller. Look, I'm a delivery driver, all right? I use an e-bike to get food around a historic district. This ban is completely dynamic. I mean, it's completely brain-dead. The drivers on Woodland don't look for bikes. If I'm forced onto the main asphalt with those heavy trucks coming off State Road 44, I'm going to get...
Todd, hold on. Let's be real here. You're telling me you can't ride on the actual street like every other cyclist has done for the last 50 years? Why do you need a special pass to ride a motorized vehicle where people are pushing strollers?
It's not a car, Mark. It's a bicycle with a little assistance. I'm going 15 miles an hour. Tops. If I hit a pothole on Woodland, I'm dead under a semi. The city is killing small business. We're already seeing restaurants close down every single week because nobody wants to come down here and get ticketed by...
Todd, 50 miles an hour on a sidewalk is a missile when you hit a senior citizen. Thank you for the call, but look, get off the sidewalk or pay the fine. Let's go to Artie in Orange City. Artie, you're on the air.
Yeah, Vance, I'm glad you're talking about this. These kids are completely out of control. Just yesterday, I'm outside the old Putnam Hotel site, and this kid on a fat tire bike comes screaming past me. He had to be doing 30, didn't even look. He was holding an alligator. I swear to God he was holding a little gator by the tail.
Wait, wait, Artie, slow down. A gator? What are you talking about?
No, seriously, I saw it on the news later. Some 14-year-old got arrested for swinging a baby alligator into land. This is what's riding on our sidewalks. Mark, total lawlessness. We need the deputies out there with spikes. Stop them all.
Okay, Artie, look, the alligator kid was a completely separate incident last week. Okay, let's not conflate wildlife harassment with traffic ordinances, though, around here. I guess it's a thin line. Thanks for the call. Let's go to Brenda in Dilland. Brenda, you're live.
Mark, I am absolutely furious. My husband has a mobility scooter. He needs it to get around the downtown shops. On Tuesday, a police officer stopped him right near the theater and told him he couldn't be on the sidewalk. He's 74. He cannot drive in the middle of Woodland Boulevard. This law is disgusting.
Brenda, wait, your husband was on a medical mobility scooter?
Yes, an electric scooter. And that officer told him...
Okay, see, this is exactly what happens when the city rushes through panic legislation. Producer, do we have the text of the ordinance up? Because if the D-Land PD is stopping elderly folks on medical scooters instead of the teenagers doing wheelies on modified e-bikes, then the entire department needs a reality check.
Mark, the ordinance specifically exempts ADA-compliant medical devices. The officer either misread the situation or...
Well, he told my Jim he had to leave the sidewalk. Jim was so scared he just went straight back to the car and we came home. We aren't spending another dime downtown.
Brenda, you stay on the line. Our producer's going to get your details. We're going to pass that right along to the chief's office because that is flat out wrong. That's incompetent enforcement right there. Let's go to Dave in Glenwood. Dave, tell me I'm not crazy.
Mark, you're not crazy, but the callers are. Look, the real problem isn't even the bikes, it's the infrastructure. If the city didn't give away all our tax money to those big developments out by Interstate 4, maybe we'd have dedicated bike lanes. But no, we've got to protect the historic bricks. Well, the rest of the town...
Dave, stop. I'm not doing the infrastructure funding pivot today. We're talking about basic personal responsibility. Do you ride an e-bike?
I own two of them, Mark. And let me tell you, I ride wherever I want because the roads are...
And that's the problem. I ride wherever I want. That's why we have cops handing out tickets today, Dave. Thanks for proving my point. Cut him off. Let's go to... Who do we have? Karen from D-Land? Go ahead, Karen.
Hi, yes. I just wanted to say that I think it's wonderful the city is finally doing something about the sharks.
The what?
The sharks with the new law, Lulu's law, getting the alerts on our phones. I think if those e-bike riders are going near the beaches, they really need to be aware of the shark alerts because Volusia County is the shark bite capital of the world and...
Karen, look, hold on. Stop. You're talking about the new state beach safety bill. We are talking about bicycles on the sidewalks of downtown D-Land. There are no sharks on Woodland Boulevard, Karen, unless you count the landlords.
Oh, well, I just thought, since it's all Volusia County...
No, it's not the same thing. Have a good day. Wow. All right, let's keep it moving before I lose my mind. Let's go to Gary from DeLand. Gary, please tell me, you know what topic we're on?
Yeah, Mark, I know exactly what's going on. I'm a business owner downtown. I'm looking out my front window right now. Traffic is dead. It's July. It's hot as hell. And now the city is telling people who actually want to come downtown that they're going to get shook down by the cops for how they get here. We've already lost 3 major spots on this block alone since May. We are hurting, Mark.
Gary, I get the summer slump. I really do. It's tough out there. But your e-bike's really the lifeblood of your customer base. Come on.
Yes. The kids from Stetson, the young couples who live over by Earl Brown Park, they don't want to start up a hot car for a 4-block trip. They use their scooters. If you make it miserable for them to get here, they're just going to stay home and order from Amazon. The city commission is killing us to appease a few loud...
Gary, it's not a few loud people. It's people getting knocked over. It's actual crashes.
Name one major crash this month. You can't. It's all hype.
There was an e-bike crash right outside the pharmacy 2 weeks ago, Gary. A rider took out a curb and a pedestrian. It's in the police logs.
That guy was drunk, Mark. That wasn't a commuter. That was...
It doesn't matter if he was drinking or riding a rocket ship. The result is the same. Sidewalks are for feet, period. Yeah, hang up on me, Gary. That's fine. Run away from the facts. Look, here's the thing. We've got a town to run here, and we can't let the fear of a slow summer turn our walking districts into a motocross track. Let's take a quick break, recenter ourselves, and get some sanity back into this studio. You're listening to Radio Free, D-Land 105, Might 9, the heart and soul of Volusia County. We're talking about the downtown e-bike sidewalk ban. Are you happy the sidewalks are safe, or are you furious that the city is overregulating? We'll be right back after a quick word from our friends over at Bushell's Feed and Seed. If you need it for the farm, they've got it in stock right down on Garfield's. Stay tuned. And we are back, Mark Vance, Radio Free DeLand. If you're just joining us, the lines are absolutely melting over this e-bike sidewalk ban. Let's get right back to it. Lines are hot. Let's go to Christian in DeLand. Christian, you're on the air.
Mark, listen to me. This whole thing is an absolute joke. The cops aren't even enforcing it evenly. I just watched a deputy ride one of those electric patrol bikes right down the sidewalk past the courthouse. So it's fine for them to do 20 miles an hour on the bricks, but if I do it on my way to work at the garage, I'm a criminal.
Christian, they're law enforcement. They have an exemption for operational duties. That's like complaining that a fire truck is speeding on the way to a fire.
No, it's not. He wasn't going to a call, Mark. He had a cup of coffee in his hand. I'm telling you, it's a double standard. It's a cash grab for the city budget because they blew money on...
Christian, stop. Just stop. A cash grab. The fine is what, $50? Nobody is balancing the city budget on $50 bike tickets. Let's talk about the real issue, speed. If people rode at a reasonable pace, we wouldn't be here. But you guys can't help yourselves. You turn a bicycle into a moped and then wonder why the pedestrians complain. Let's go to Sarah from DeLand. Sarah, what's your take?
Mark, I'm really scared to walk down there anymore. Last week, I was coming out of the library with my daughter, and an electric scooter went past so fast it caught the edge of her stroller. It didn't tip over, thank God. But if it had been 6 inches closer...
See, this is what I'm talking about. Sarah, did you report it?
I tried to tell the officer down the street, but the scooter was gone in 3 seconds. There are no license plates on these things, Mark. How are we supposed to hold anyone accountable? If a car hits you, you get the plate. If an e-bike hits your kid, they just zip off into the neighborhood and you're left with the medical bills.
Exactly. It's total anonymity, no registration, no insurance, no accountability. You've got people traveling at motorized speeds with zero of the responsibilities of a motorized vehicle driver. Sarah, I'm glad your daughter is okay. That's the nightmare scenario right there, and that's exactly why the city had to act. Let's go to our final caller today. Looks like we've got Randy from D-Land. Randy, wrap this up for us.
Mark, you are completely missing the entire conspiracy here.
Oh boy, here we go. What's the conspiracy, Randy?
The bike ban is just the first step. They want to ban cars next. They want to turn downtown D-Land into one of those European 15-minute cities where you aren't allowed to leave your neighborhood without a digital pass. The city manager is working with the UN. Mark, I saw the documents. They named D-Land a tree city of the world earlier this year. That's the code name for the green lockdown.
Randy, Lindy, listen to me. The tree city thing is literally just because we have a lot of old oak trees and a nice canopy. They give away free saplings every April at the Public Works Complex. It's not a globalist takeover by the United Nations, Randy.
That's what they want you to think. They start with the e-bikes, then they take the parking spots, then they tell you that you can't drive your truck down Woodland without a climate permit. You're shilling for them, Vance. You're letting them lock us down.
Randy, you're out of your absolute mind. Go touch some of those city-certified trees and calm down.
Unbelievable. Look, folks, we're out of time, but here's the bottom line. It's not a UN plot, it's not a cash grab, and it's not the death of downtown business. It's simple physics and common sense. If you put motors on the sidewalk where people walk, people get hurt. If you can't ride your bike safely on the street, then park it and walk it 2 feet down the sidewalk like the rest of us. The downtown shops are open. The summer is slow. Go buy a coffee. Just leave the lithium battery at home. That's it for me today. Up next, we've got the local sports report. See how the high school squads are shaping up for the fall. I'm Mark Vance. This is Radio Free DeLand 105.9. Keep your eyes on the road and your bikes off the bricks.